I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. The fighting between rival militias in Libya has dragged the country to the verge of a civil war, but one city has stayed quiet through the turmoil. It's Tobruk, near the Egyptian border. So it's become a sort of de facto capital of the country. It's where Libya's new parliament is trying to solve the crisis, and the backroom wheeling and dealing is taking place on a boat. Marine Olivesi takes us on board.
It's midnight here in Tobruk. The city isn't exactly known for its nightlife, but things turned around last month when this Greek ferry boat docked at the port. The families of some parliament members have been put up here. And while Libya's representatives scramble to create a functioning government, their offspring are just loving the new playground. These two young kids are playing hide-and-seek in the hallways of the main deck. One is barefoot. We're doing a few rounds with them and finally spot the man who's keeping an eye on the boys.
Okay, so one of them's father is a member of parliament and the other one's grandfather is a member of parliament.
It's the ultimate place to network if you're angling for a job on the new government. And then there are the locals who come on board in the evening just for the heck of it.
There's absolutely no comparison between the ship and other cafes in Tobruk. You know, Tobruk is a very small city compared to others in Libya. It doesn't really have that many cafes. So this is an absolutely perfect place for people to meet up and to talk with their friends and socialize.
At least for those who have clearance. Security is tight, and Libyan guards at the ship serve as bouncers. But that also gives the place a sense of exclusivity, which is only heightened by the special beverage Greeks are mixing for the guests.
I've tried frappuccinos in Tripoli, but they don't compare to these ones. They're really nice.
The drink has been all the rage on the ferry, and word has spread around town. See, you can get iced coffee elsewhere in Tobruk. Plus, here it's free. Libyan authorities are footing the bill for pretty much everything on board.
But you're making like more than 100?
Yeah, more.
Andreas says he's making more than 100 frappuccinos every day, and jokes with other Greeks they could do with some ouzo on the rocks at the end of their 12-hour shifts. Too bad, for them, I mean, there's no booze on board, or anywhere in the country. The crew had to empty its stock before docking, since Libya bans alcohol. A few other adjustments have been made. Shorts aren't allowed, Libyan rule. Smoking isn't either, Greek rule, believe it or not. Overall, though, everybody seemed to get along, except when Libyans walk up to the Greeks behind the bar and order the wrong kind of coffee.
Can I get a cup of Turkish coffee?
Okay.
Yeah.
Greek coffee,
or
Turkish coffee?
Yeah.
Greek coffee, not Turkish coffee.
The man set him straight. Not Turkish coffee, he says. Greek coffee. The crew says they've got no idea how long they'll be marooned here in Tobruk. No one else on or off the boat seems to know either. But for the time being, the Libyans are enjoying the ride, even if they're not going anywhere. And to be honest, so are we. Delicious. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi, Tobruk, Libya.